Blog Talk Radio.
About y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I want to thank.
I've been here this long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made. I know how it's going to happen, Lord. I know what's going to happen. But you made. When I couldn't see my way sometimes, you made a way. And so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.
Brought your burdens,
That when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal. And he can mend a broken heart.
He can mend your broken heart.
He has
a miracle role to fit your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. Mended my broken
heart. He has mended my broken
heart. Gave me a miracle. Just a bit
to my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That's it. Lift your hands and say.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, come to bring me out of it. Oh, yes, you are.
Praise the Lord.
the Lord. Called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First of all, I'm glad you've had my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Excuse me, to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I am super excited to hear what the Lord has to say on today from the woman of God. Definitely, I'm going to say our scripture. It's Romans 8 and 28, and he knows that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8 and 28 again. And we know God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Father, go where you to come on and have your way on this morning. Let the woman of God decrease and you increase in her, Father God. Speak to your daughter. Speak through your daughter today for your people to hear and to encourage the women of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, France, Romania, Thailand, and we just picked up Hungary. My God, we know that you can openly praise God like we can, but listen at this. On this side of the globe, we're praying and interceding for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. You're not in this by yourself. See, that's the first thing the enemy wants you to think. He wants you to get off track, lose your focus, and stop trusting in God. Woman of God, listen to me and listen to me well. You have women over here on this side of the globe that's praying for you, that's pushing you, that's encouraging you to let you know, do not give up, woman of God. God has a plan for your life. You was made in your mother's womb for a reason. God already knew what he had planned out for you. It's us, let's talk about Kashima, that I forget who we are. It's okay, you're human. Nobody's perfect. But we're here to encourage and let you know you are beautifully made. God didn't make a mistake with you. We don't know why the storm came or you went through some traumatic things, but it's okay. Hold your head up. Keep your heavenly salvation on. It is very important. And hear me well. Do not take it off, because once the enemy thinks he have your mind, everything else will follow. Don't give up. Keep pushing through. This is a no judgment zone. We're not on here to judge you, but we're on here to encourage you. Each man and woman of God that come on here is here to encourage you, to push you, and help you get where you need to be. You know you may not be an apostle. No, you may not be in a pastor, evangelist, prophetess, minister, but you have a place in the kingdom, and you do something. Your smile might light up a room. Your words might give somebody encouragement. Your hug of embrace might break chains off of somebody. You are a worthy woman of God. Don't lose focus. Keep standing on the word of God and know that God is able always to exceed and above and above all. You're not in this by yourself. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak if you need prayer. You must press 1 when you call in so I know you want to speak to the woman of God. Or if you have any questions, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Again, this is no judgment zone. We can't judge you. We're not trying to. All we're trying to do is tell you about somebody. Listen at this. That loves everybody. And he loves you too. We're going to go to a musical break and we'll be back.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
more than anything. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember, this is World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm super excited. We have the woman of God back on. If you guys haven't heard from this woman of God, haven't heard the words that come out of her mouth, get yourself ready. Get your pen, your paper together, because she has a word from the Lord just for you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. I'm telling you, I'm presenting some and introduce the others. None other than Prophetess Erica Montgomery. Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle Kashima. It is good to be back with you on this morning. I pray that you are doing well. I pray that this month has been a blessing. I'm happy to be here. I had an opportunity to look at the theme, and I just said, Lord, what would you have me to talk about? And as I know in fashion that you have had some awesome speakers, so I'm happy to be here. And so, one of the things I was thinking about as I began to ask the Lord what he wanted me to say, I want to come from a for real place today. The Lord, mm-hmm. He was telling me, he said, talk about the process of a woman and today in ministry and the things that we are up against and just why it's important for us to be in position. But before I even go into what the Lord had given me, I want to say this. When the Lord had given me this, it really kind of shook me a little bit. And it resonated with my spirit because I can definitely say that this is so true, and this is what we are now seeing today. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, this next set of revivalists will be women. And I began to meditate on that, just that release from the Lord. He said, this next set of revivalists will be women. And so all throughout history, we have seen emerging of men. We have seen men lead great revivals for the Lord. We have seen them lead people to Christ. We have seen these great exploits where the power of the Holy Ghost has literally done a work that many sometimes can't even put in words. And it has been very seldom that it has been women who have been graced or who have been blessed to operate in such anointing, operate in such power, operate in such grace. And so when we see things changing, like we see things in our regular life, like we see a woman becoming vice president, we see women building and operating in industries that they have never ever graced or never ever walked in. We see so many different things happening for women. We know that the Lord has shifted the times, and we're no longer in seasons where the voice of a woman isn't important. We're no longer in the season where we're just subject to being Sunday school teachers, or we're just subject to only giving the expository or different things like that in the reins of tradition and religion. And so now you see women who are operating under the anointing, and they're operating under a grace. And what is happening with women now is that we have now taken our seat to be seated in heaven and on earth. Amen. Because we have authority and we have dominion. Amen. And we're in a place, glory to God, where many women are discovering who they are. Amen. And discovering that the power of God is not just subject, amen, glory to God, to men or operating in men, but that it can operate in all people. And I used to say this when I was very young, coming up in ministry, I would say, if the Lord could use a donkey to get his word across, if the Lord could use a rooster crowing to translate what he was saying to a man, then how be it that he could use a woman? Amen. And so over the years, many have wanted to silence our voice. Many have wanted to not receive because of specific calls. We grew up in a time where they told us that it was out of order to rebuke elders. It was out of order to correct pastors. It was out of order. But all of these things go against what we learn in scripture. And the Lord took me to Deborah, and it blessed my soul so much in Judges 4 because here she is. She's a woman. She's reigning. She has rule. She has authority in the earth realm, and she is walking in her position, and she's graced to do it, and she has done it in such a way, amen, that in that time no one had ever seen that before. And it makes me think about the Vice President, Kamala Rice, because while I'm sure that for the first time ever, her as a woman walking in this place, it conflicted a lot of people's beliefs. It conflicted a lot of people's religion. It conflicted and the flow and order of how things typically went. And what the Lord told me is he said that I am breaking order. I'm breaking ranks, and I'm positioning women, amen, in the earth to do the uncommon. And so there's such an anointing in this day and in this hour that rests upon women, that with the purity, with the lifestyle, that if you are living in such a way that the Lord will literally use you, when he says greater work shall you do, this is what he prepared us for. And so I was blessed, amen, to see the title of apostolic women. And when women operate in an apostolic grace, where what they do with the apostolic grace is they sit with the works of the apostles. Amen. We don't just say that we are apostles, or we don't just say that we have an apostolic grace or an apostolic anointing, and then we don't work that anointing or we don't work that grace. But there is some power, there's influence, amen, that follows those who operate in the apostolic. There's building, there's tearing down, there is a rebuilding, there is strategy, there is so much that comes with that. And so now we have today, everybody says things like modern day Deborahs or modern day Esthers, and they like to put modern on it. But here's the thing, and the reality of it, and what the Father had given me, is that the apostolic woman over time, where she was seated, it never changed. See, we don't even have to say modern day, because here's the thing, the Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And his anointing, amen, that ancient anointing that was in the earth back then is still the same now, amen. And so we often update things and we say modern. But listen, there's an ancient power. There's an ancient anointing, glory to God, that followed many apostolic women in the Bible. And so while we're trying to modernize everything, what I really want is the ancient thing, amen. I want the thing that will show forth in the earth for sure, that miracles, signs, and wonders follow me because I follow God. And so we want to talk about being seated in heaven and on earth, because this is so important. The influence, the authority, when the Lord graces you in the spirit realm and he gives you authority and he gives you exousia, and so we call it exousia, he gives you authority. One of the things that comes with the authority is the power. Bible says that demons, they come subject to the power of God. Amen. So there's no greater power than the power of God. And so as apostolic women, we want to make sure that we are operating only in the power of God. And so God has to take us as women sometimes through a process of deliverance. He has to take us through a process of healing. He has to take us through a process of cleansing, because as women, naturally, we operate in things that are not of God, that if before we get our deliverance, sometimes some of us might have found ourselves operating in the power of seduction. We knew how to woo a man. We knew how to manipulate and get what we wanted. And then some of us might have found that we have operated in places of dishonesty and manipulation. And so before we can operate fully in the apostolic grace of the apostolic anointing. There has to be a process of conversion that we all go through, amen. And so nowadays we have people who want the title, but they don't want to put in the work that it takes to fully walk in the fullness of the title. They don't want to have a clean lifestyle. They don't want to do these things anymore, but they're camouflaged and they just kind of want to get by. And anybody who is ever graced to do the work of the apostles or to operate in the apostolic anointing, there's so many different things, so many different processes that we must go through. One, the very first process that we must go through is that we must learn how to crucify our flesh. We must learn how to bring ourselves under subjection, and we must learn how to acknowledge Father first in our lives. And so there's a process that we go through. And so now we have so many different apostolic hubs. We have so many apostolic things because of the name or because of how it looks. But then these things, there's no power that rests with those who deem that they are apostles. And I'm not just talking about those who can just preach a word, but I'm talking about those who can come in a room, and when they come in a room, the room shifts, that there is a change, there's revival taking place, there is conviction taking place, there is a new life taking place. These are the works of those that are the apostles. I look at the book of Acts. Acts is one of my favorite books. And I look at how they operated in uncommon miracles all throughout Acts. And when I call it uncommon, for that time, it wasn't common, amen. It wasn't anything. And when I say uncommon, I'm referring to it being that not everyone has access to operate in this realm. And so now what we see is we have so many that are deeming themselves apostolic, or they're deeming themselves apostolic women, but there is no signs that follow them. There's no signs of miracles. There's no signs of wonders being done. There's no signs. And then sometimes, I have to be honest with you, there are signs, but then the Lord also puts in the word of God that there are some strange fires, because I deem anything strange if it did not come from a holy place. So in other words, sometimes we live in a place, and in our society, we live in such a dispensation of time where people believe that they can live any kind of way, and that when they get in the house of God, or when it's time for them to show forth the things of God, it's like a switch where they can turn on and turn off. Those who are of the apostolic women, we don't have a choice. Every day, our daily portion should be that we shall walk with the Lord daily, that the Lord shall show forth his glory through our vessels. And so this is the place that we have to get back to as apostolic women, as apostolic people. And the Lord began to show me how we take his anointing, how we take his anointing for granted. There are many, hallelujah, that are seeking the Father for this anointing. The Lord, even in the Bible, it says that the angels are jealous of us because we have something that they don't have. We have the Holy Spirit, the gift of Holy Spirit. And there's another scripture that I love oh so much, because it talks about how that even in this, and one thing that we know, Satan, he will never be able to operate in the anointing under the Holy. He will never be able to operate in the Holy Spirit. So one thing that I want to caution this generation about specifically is our influence, because one of the things that can kill your influence is prematurely operating in an anointing or deeming yourself as something that God has not established in the earth or in heaven that you are. I oftentimes have to correct people because people will call me an apostle, and I operate in the works of an apostle, but I deem it as I'm an apostolic woman. I am not an apostle. I am a prophet. It's one thing to for sure know your office and your grace, and I believe that this generation, many people don't know their office because they don't know their grace. And the apostles, a lot of them, for the work's sake, for what they had to do, they died. They died doing the work of God. And many, I look at so many, and my first question is, are you willing to die for this? And the Father began to deal with me about 2 years ago, and he says, you will know the mark of the apostolic. You will know the mark of the apostles. And the Lord began to take me through a journey, and throughout this journey, I had learned so many different things regarding the apostles, and I have lived out some things, but it wasn't until I got to a point in ministry where when I walked into different regions or when I went to different places that I realized that what I carried, the sound that I carried, the anointing that I carried became a threat to the works of darkness. So the Father began to deal with me. He said, those who are apostolic women, they are disruptors. You are sent on assignment to disrupt the course of hell. You are sent on assignment to disrupt. And I used to get uncomfortable sometimes because I did not fully understand what God was calling me to walk into, because I really, really, if I can be honest with you, one of my prayers, it was never for me to preach the gospel. I always just wanted to lead people to Christ. One of my prayers when I was young was for the Lord to use me, but I did not cap on how he could use me. I didn't say, Lord, use me as a pastor. I didn't say, Lord, use me as an evangelist. I never capped that on how he could use me, but my heart was only, God, use me. And so with that being my request, I agreed with heaven. And so what God had predestined for my life, he began to put it into fruition. He began to call it into order. He allowed me to meet different people. He allowed it to happen. But I would be so uncomfortable as a disruptor sometimes because I didn't understand the fullness of my mantle, and I didn't understand the fullness of my mandate in the earth. I didn't. Oftentimes we are seeking God. This is level one where we say, God, well, what's my purpose? But my thing shifted from, okay, I knew what my purpose was. My purpose was to help women, to help men. I knew that was the basis of my purpose, but I began to ask God, Lord, what is my mandate? What did you, and the dispensation of time that I was born and the timing that I was born, why did you cause me to be born in that era or that time? What is my assignment in the earth? And when I began to look at my life like that, then God began to show me. He said, your assignment in the earth is to be a disruptor. And he says, those that carry the anointing, those that operate in the apostolic grace of God, you are meant to be a disruptor. And many people are conflicted, even some that are listening today, because you want to stay comfortable. This is one of my prayers. I was like, Lord, look, I can just remain on this back pew. God, I don't have to know anybody's business. God, I don't have to do all of this. And so it wasn't until the Lord graced me to be able to see, and he graced me to be able to speak, that I began to disrupt the course of hell in people's lives. I will never forget at the beginning part of what the Lord was allowing me to do, I would hear many people say, it was because of you that I'm alive. It's because of you that I'm not dead. I was really going to lose my life, but when I met you, you know, I'm living because of you. And when those things had begun to be said to me, now, it was not me. It was God. It's still God that they're alive. But something hit me. The Lord told me, he said that if you were not in position, if you were not postured, then they will die. They will die, and the blood will be required on your hands. And so one of the things that we must understand as apostolic women is that we carry an oil, we carry a grace, but we also carry a covering. We are to be a covering to many. Apostolic women, they are raised for such a time as this. And the Bible talks about how she shall birth out nations. And so we are called to birth out nations. And so in the process of me kind of going through all of this, the Lord was making it very clear to me why the assignment, why the mandate, why the mantle on my life was to be a disruptor. Now I begin to look back, and I want many of you to reflect this morning, because some of you might say, man, walking off this call is very difficult. I don't understand. There was one thing that I had to go back and look at. I had to go look at my family. I had to go look at my bloodline. And the Lord began to show me that there were many, many, many mantles that the Father desired that my mother walk in, desired that my father walk in, desired that my grandmother walk in. In fact, when you start really doing some research, you'll begin to see why your family the way it is. And it started hitting me in my early 20s because I started asking questions that I had never asked before. I started seeking out information regarding my family that I had never thought of before. And I began to see where the disconnect with God was. I began to see how many of my family members, they were turned over to sin. They were turned over to different things. And I began to look and I began to ask questions. And so when I started asking questions, now at this age, it makes sense why the weight of the apostolic is so great, why the weight of the call, why you are charged to do the work that you're charged to do, because many before you dropped the ball. They dropped the mantle. So it always feel hard for those who are like Gideon. See, this is a generation of Gideon. Amen. We have gotten to a place where the Lord says, look, can I raise up an army? Can I raise up a person who's going to lead an army? And I want to lead an army to fight, but I want to lead a people. I want you to lead a people who are going to do the right thing, who are going to honor God. And so many of us are like Gideon. We're like, Lord, all right, give us another sign. Like, you sure you called me to do this work? Lord, are you sure this is what you want me to do? And the enemy will have for us to be conflicted. He will have for us to be confused. He will have for us to doubt. He will have for so many things, uncertainties that happen. But he inflicts us with those things because he knows that when you know and when you are sure and when you get wind of who you are to be in the earth, then you cannot be stopped. And so the Lord told me, he said, this next wind that's getting ready to hit, that's getting ready to hit your life. He said, you will know what you're supposed to do. You're going to know what you are assigned to in the earth, and no one or nothing will be able to convince you that God has not spoken to you regarding your call, regarding your mantle, regarding your ministry, regarding your mandate. For so long, we have operated in a place, and I love it because when I talk about Deborah, I love it because nothing about her life was traditional. Nothing about what she did in the earth was traditional. She was the one that was sought out for answers. She was a prophet, amen, and she was positioned for a specific time and season so that a generation could be spared. What I want to say this morning to every apostolic woman that is listening in, I want to ask you, I want to challenge you this morning, but I want to ask this question before I challenge you. Are you in position for a nation to be saved? Are you in position for a nation to be drawn to the Father? Are you in position to be a voice of God to a people who need the instructions of God? These are the things that we need now in this dispensation of time. People are not looking for a traditional church move anymore. They're not looking for the shouting and the bucking, and they're not looking for that, but they're looking for the miracles. They're looking for the signs. They're looking for the wonders of God. There is such a hunger in the earth realm for God, but for true God. Many people are looking for conversion, and the conversion, the change, the lifestyle, the transformation. And that starts with the apostolic woman. That starts with the woman who has said, look, I've gone through this process. I've gone through conversion. I've been changed. I've been delivered. I've been restored. I have been redeemed. And it calls for you to get before the people. There's a charge over your life. There is a charge over your life to get up and do something. Many of you have gotten comfortable with just receiving the word. Now it is time for you to speak the word, to carry the word of God. It is time for you, hallelujah, to take your rightful place and your dominion in the earth. As long as you operate knowing that you are an apostolic woman, but there is no work behind it, you're void. The Bible says faith without works is dead. You can be assured that God has called you to do something. You can be certain that this is what God has called you to do. There's no work behind it. It is dead. It is time for you not just to know, but it's time for you to know and then do, because there's a nation of people that are waiting on you to align. There's a nation of people that are hungry and that are waiting. And so here's where my life began to change. My life changed when I will never forget this encounter I had. I had a woman of God come up to me, and she said, I had prayed for somebody like you. This was the defining moment in my life. This was the defining moment in my ministry. This solidified some things for me. When she said these lines to me, I had been praying for years for someone like you. While I was excited that she had found her Deborah, she had found her boy, the person, she had found her, the person that would cover her in the earth realm. While I was excited, I was grieved. And I was grieved because I said, Lord, why did it take this long for a voice to be raised in the earth when you had so many others that you could have used? And the Lord said, it's because they got into the formalities of what ministry was, and not the authenticity of what ministry is. That shook me, because I began to think of different formalities. I began to think regarding the order and the structure. The Bible does say do things decently and in order, but I began to think about, in that season, what was I up against? And I'll be honest with you, I was in a place where I did not know the fullness of my call. I did not know the fullness of my call because I was still under leaders who did not believe in women being called, or who did not believe in women being called to the extent of them being called. And so I was under a veil that I did not know I was under. And I was grieved because while I was fighting and I was renouncing and I was denouncing and I was repenting because my pastor wanted me to think I was being rebellious, I had to repent even more because I realized, I said, Lord, how many other women were waiting on me so they could say the same thing? How many women in the earth, how many men were waiting on me for them to say the same thing? And so what I learned with the grace of the apostolic is that the Lord does give us time. He gives us time to do the work. However, there is such an urgency that is getting ready to hit, I believe, everyone under the sound of my voice today. Anybody that's tuning in, that's listening, there's such an urgency that's getting ready to hit you. And with the urgency, the Lord is going to bring momentum. He's going to bring momentum, but not only that, he's going to redeem the time for some of you to get the work done. You will not leave this earth without fulfilling your full mandate and your full call, your full mandate and walking and operating in the full mantle that the Lord has placed over your life that he's already predestined. So I speak this and I prophesy. I just want to release this prophetic word as the Father would give me. And I hear the Father saying this. I wrote some things down before I got on him that I wanted to intentionally release. The Lord says that it is time for the apostolic woman to dominate in the marketplace. It is time. So you will see many women rise up in this hour, and you're seeing it. They will rise and they will answer the call to entrepreneurship. They will answer the call to entrepreneurship. The Lord says that there is an oil and there's a grace upon you to be a revivalist. Many of you will go in places that were deemed, or churches or regions that are deemed dead. And the Lord says the revival, the sound will be in your mouth. The sound of revival will be in your mouth. Many of you are going to, under the sound of my voice, you're going to operate in a place where you operate in gifts of the Spirit that you have never touched and you have never graced. The Lord says that with this next grace that I give to you, he says there's going to be a release of gifts. The Lord is going to release gifts that you have yet to walk in, prophetic gifts of psalmists, gifts that are going to be for the edification of the body and the building of the ministry, said the Spirit of the Lord. And so the Lord says, you have to get into a place, and this is in my closing, the Lord says that you have to get in a place where you know that you know many men will be intimidated by you. In fact, some of you are going to, in this next season of your life, you're going to become a threat even to your husband. But the Lord says to stay postured and stay positioned, because what he is doing is he's raising you up. He's raising you up quickly so that your husbands can be raised up and so that they can walk in the fullness of their call and be obedient. So when you are operating under the apostolic grace of God, under the apostolic anointing of God, one of the things that you're going to experience is that you're going to feel what it feels like to be a disruptor. The Lord says, do not be moved by the backlash. Do not be moved by the retaliation. Many of you are going to not be so focused on like social media. So some of you are going to feel a pulling away from social media, because this is a time in the season where the Lord wants to speak and he wants to deposit. He wants to impart. And so you're not going to be of those who have prophetic words every day and you're on social media and you're going live. The Lord says that he's closing the camera so that he can commune with you. He wants the authenticity of communing with you. He doesn't just want you to have a form of a prayer life or a form of presence of God, but he says he wants you to have the presence of God. And so now he's calling you to the places of communion. He says many will begin to question when your mouth is closed what is going on, but the Lord says that you are operating in a place where you understand that there's timing and season. And so many of you will go to a place called hidden, but yet just for a season. But the Father says that as he calls you to a place of hidden yet for a season, he says that there will be undeniably no doubt that the Lord has been with you and that the presence and the power of God it has visited you, because he says that when you come out, there should be a new sound, there should be a new grace, and there should be a new glory. And so I charge every apostolic woman under the sound of my voice to position yourself first with God and to give God a yes to the call, the full call of being a disruptor in the earth realm without fear. The Lord will dispatch his angels and give them charge over you to protect you in your going in and your coming out. Nothing shall harm you. Nothing shall come over you. Nothing shall come upon you, because the hand of the Lord will be with you. And so, Apostle Shakit, Kashima, I turn it back over to you.
Amen. Amen. What a word. I've been writing it. I almost missed the mute button. Trying to write some key points, and the people need to understand, when you carry the oil and the covering, you know, you must birth out nations. It's not easy. People want the calling and the title so bad, but don't understand the warfare that you have to go through when you get that calling from God. And I can just talk about me, because I don't want. I'm like, I wanted to be in the back, serve and go help and. I didn't ask for all of this. It's a hard thing that people don't understand. It's different levels that you have to go into. And you know what gets me is that people will quickly tell you you're not qualified, but see, you didn't qualify me. God did. That's the difference.
Correct.
You didn't call me. God did. God said this is anointed. It's not yours to give. It's only
that's
His.
Right.
You blessed today.
You know what? You just said something. I think that. Hold on. Let me say something to what you just said. You know how you were saying, like, people are quick to say, like, that you're not called, or, you know, God didn't call you to this. That has discouraged so many people, and that has caused so many people to sit down when they should be up, because they were looking for the validation of man. They were looking for the validation of people. But we heard this saying, and this goes down through the ages, and says, the Lord qualifies who he calls. And when you think about that, when one of the biggest things that even, I mean, because now while we do, and I did mention this, while we do see a rise of apostolic people, we do see a rise of like prophets and stuff like that. What I will say is that there are real prophets, and there are real prophets and real apostles still in the land. There are real people that God called to these offices. And what's happening now is that I feel like there's been like some confusion happening and taking place because you see you see people like they don't know the process. See, sometimes people just see like, and I give you an example, like they might see, okay, one day you're a pastor, then the next year you're an apostle, but they don't know your, they don't know a 19-year process that you've had to go through, but they can only see one part. You get what I'm saying? They only see one part. They don't see, that this has been a 15-year process. They don't see that you have been behind closed doors process with this. They don't see that before you ever became a pastor, you ever became an apostle, that there was work being done. That's the part that people miss. That is the part that people miss. And so it is not to us, and I always say this too, regardless of if anybody agrees with it or not, it doesn't. I remember, let me tell this real quick, and I'm done. I was sitting in a service about 6 years ago, and an apostle, he was preaching, and there was another apostle there who had just kind of got affirmed, and he got up, and he was talking. And because this young apostle didn't deliver how the experienced apostle did, the experienced apostle got up and told the man, he was like, he told the man, he said, look, you went before your time. This is what he told him. And I'm looking because I'm like, wow, I'm grieved because I'm like, wow, you allowed those words to come out of your mouth in pride. That wasn't anything God gave you, because what you should have done as an apostle, as an experienced apostle, what you should have done is you should have had a conversation with him to encourage him regarding his call. You were operating in pride because you wanted people to only hear you. You wanted people to only see you. And I learned something in that moment many, many years ago. That man of God that did that, he discouraged that apostle so that this apostle right now is still not doing anything but had a fire for God and was working for God. And so this is why we got to be careful. We have to be careful with needing the validation. This is the thing that the Lord will deal with. He'll deal with the mother wounds. He'll deal with the father wounds. Anytime somebody can speak something to you like that, first of all, the word curse, send back to sender. We don't receive it. Because if it's something, if it's a position that the Lord has called you to, it does not matter who agrees and who don't. It don't matter. Listen, before it's ever established on earth, it's established in heaven. We just only go through the prerequisites here by having hands laid and going through the ordination service. But before we ever say this in heaven, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's what's going on with our time, our age or generation. What's happening is that traditionally they look at things to say, in order for you to walk as an apostle, this is what you have had to do. In order for you to walk as this and this and this, this is what you had to do. But what the Lord is doing, he's raising people up quickly. He's raising them up off the street. There are some people who come in off the street. They already know what they're called to because the Lord speaks to them in the point of them being converted. There are things that when we first come to the Lord that we don't even want to accept about ourselves. We're like, Lord, you called us to that? What? You know, but he brings us to a place. So anybody who's dealing with that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what men say. It don't matter what men say. It don't matter. You just operate in the fullness of the call, and you do what God is telling you to do. They don't know your process, and you don't have to explain your process. That's what I love about it. You don't have to explain
you have a caller.
So I'm.
You have a caller for they have something to say. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I just thank God for the word that was going forth on today. It was really encouraging to me. It is really needed. And I would also love for prayer to go forth for me and my family and the ministry.
Yes. So this, you know what, as I was just talking to Apostle Kashima, I don't know why I want to call you something else that this morning, Apostle Kashima.
We'll talk later. Oh, Lord.
As I was talking to her, And as you began to talk, I saw the weight of this. There, the Lord says there was a setback. There was a setback in ministry for you. There was a setback in ministry for you. And the Lord says that he's bringing you to a season, even in ministry, where you will know for sure that the hand of the Lord is upon you. The Lord says that he's going to bring revival to visions and dreams that you had years ago. He's literally bringing revival to things that you put your hands to. It's like it was like a sudden abrupt stop. The Lord says, even now, I heal you from ministry wounds. It's like I see a father wound. The Lord says, I heal you from father wounds in ministry. And the Lobo Hoshata. And there was one part that I sat on when I said that that traditionally it would be that women are only called to do this, or you're subject to what you can do. But the Lord says that there is a prophetic mantle on your life. There is a call that is far greater than even what you have just accepted regarding ministry. The Lord says that he is literally taking you back to a place. He's rebuilding you. He's reestablishing you. And the Lord says there's going to be great work ahead. The Lord says even now for your seed, even for your children, you should begin to see your children walk in a place of ministry again. He said not only did this, when this thing happened in ministry, it didn't just affect you, but it affected even how your children saw God. It affected how your children perceive how people in church operate. And so the Lord says that as you walk out this place in the fullness, what's going to happen is, like, I literally see pieces coming together, puzzles, like puzzle pieces coming together. It's all going to make sense. The Lord says that you will be in ministry. The Lord says that your children will carry a weight of even the ministry that you carry. And so I see a group. I see a line of vision. And the Lord says that yet just for a season am I calling you to serve. But the Lord says, O Rabba Sata, I'm calling you to serve, but I'm only calling you to serve as you heal, because the Lord says that I have established you, and the Lord says that you will operate in a place where you take full authority and full reign of the first ministry and the first call and the first assignment that he gave you, said the Spirit of the Lord, said the Spirit of grace. The Lord told me to tell you it will be well. It will be well.
Amen. You said a mouthful to the woman of God. You said a mouthful. Before you go, do you have any upcoming events that you'd like to share to the people, and how they can contact you if they want to book you or come hear a word? Where's the church located with you and Pastor Montgomery? Where can they find you?
Yes. So, you know what, Apostle Kashina, I have been in a season. The Lord is telling me, he said, it's not about you. He gave me one assignment. I have had so many different ministry assignments in this season. I have turned down so many different ministry assignments in this season. So if the Lord tells me to accept one, I will. But you know what? The instruction of the Lord to me in this season was to build, and to build our ministry, to build at home. And this has been an unfamiliar season for me, because I want to help somebody that might be tuning in. There's been an unfamiliar season for me, because typically I would accept more assignments. I would be gone. I would, you know, and so the Lord just has me in this place. So the first thing I would start off with, I'm a part of different stuff. I have different assignments coming up, but I literally post them either the day of or the week of, because the Lord is showing me that it's not about drawing a crowd or having people. What God wants is people who really want to be there for the encounter and not for the clout.
Yeah.
So I do have stuff that is coming up. But if you follow me on social media, it's Erica D. Montgomery or Erica D. Montgomery 1 on Instagram. And I do have several things coming up. Our church, it is 4201. FM 1960 East. We are over in North Park Chase on 1960. So if you are looking for a place to fellowship on Sundays, be my guest. And again, Apostle Kashima, thank you for having me on this morning. And I appreciate you.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on. People of God, I'm telling you, you need to connect. One thing about Prophetess Erica that I'm going to say and will stand on, that everything comes out of mouth come from the Lord. No, you might get you some bandages, because it might hurt, but she's going to help you heal through that hurt. And that's what I love about her and her husband, true people of God. You don't find that often because people say things, but remember, love is an action. Show me. If you love me, they will show you. If they can't tell you the truth and you can't receive it, then this is not where you need to be. Even leaders get corrected. Don't get it twisted. Even leaders get corrected. It's not an easy position telling somebody the truth, what the Lord showed you. Because if you don't deliver that word, like she said, the blood is on your head because you wasn't obedient to God. You've been obedient to me, and we're not going to do that in this season. Again, thank you so much for coming on. So much is in store. I'm so excited.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just overflowing for you saying that, yes, you know I will have you back again when the Lord releases you. But, again, I'm honored to have you on. I'm honored to call you a friend, and thank you so very much.
Bless
you,
Apostle.
We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys, it's Corinne Hawthorne, and I'm about to perform a song from my album, Unstoppable. It's called You Still Love Me.
Remember, the overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, you will be saved. Yes, they tell you to do the sinner's prayer, but sometimes people don't want to go in that full detail. They just want to talk to God for themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. You can say, Father God, I've tried it my way. It's not working. I need you. I can do this no longer by myself. It's just that simple. Remember Romans 10 and 9, say, since you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, I'm saying once you get saved, congratulations. You made a huge step surrendering your life to Christ. Now, it's not going to be easy. I say this all the time. See, from Genesis to Revelation, nowhere says it's going to be easy. But the scripture that always sticks out to me, it says, having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. That's a dot on a piece of paper, literally. Yes, you're going to go through. Yes, it's going to be rough. But connect with people that will push, inspire, and encourage you to do better and help you understand who you are and whose you are. The woman of God said, Deborah, stand up. It's time for us to go out to the nations. The word said, go out to the highways and the byways and the fields and come. Put your jeans and your T-shirt on and your tennis shoes and go out there and tell the people who God is, how he saved you. That he didn't give up on you. He's always been right there with you. Some people don't understand or know that. Don't worry about what they say. Focus on what God says. I'm going to give you three keys. First, get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Whether you go in and visit the church or online, find your church home. If anybody on here you want to connect with and go visit their church, please let Chief and I know. We will connect you with them because it's not about us. It's not about them. It's about delivering God's word. You're definitely welcome to join us at 6705 HAIGHT Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 1130 every Sunday. Bible study at 7 p.m. every Thursday. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This must line up. They must walk and preach the same thing. Because if not, it's like the blind leading the blind. Remember, get you a Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Don't give up, women of God. Hold your head up. You're a daughter of a king. The Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You're not here by mistake. And like I said earlier, keep your armor on, especially your helmet of salvation. Because if the enemy thinks he has your mind, he can handle everything else in your life. It's time to stand up. Remember, me, Mom, Big Mama said, for years growing up, I'm 48, I'll tell my age. I've always heard it in church. I was Baptist, non-denominated. I was Seventh-day Adventist. I've always heard it. But now God is showing the signs and wonders that he's on his way back. I'm telling you, it's time to get right because your seed and their generation is dependent on you. You are the shift. You might be the generation breaker in your family. Stand up, woman of God, and take your place. No, it's not easy. It's going to hurt. You're going to lose some people. It's okay. They're not meant to go with you anyway. If they were to out their bond, they are irrelevant. From experience, I've lost the people who I thought was 100 with me, but come to find out they was not. And that's okay. Yeah, it hurt, but I wiped my face and I kept it moving. Because it's people depending on me. It's people that listen to us overseas. They can't openly praise and worship God like we can. I had to stay on my knees and face for them as well. As our children and our grandchildren and their seed and their seed. We're breaking generation curses in our family. Stand up, hold your head up. Habakkuk 2:2 said, write the vision and make it plain. Write it out. Ask the Lord, what do he want you to do, not what you want to do. It's a difference. And God will give you the guidance that you need. Ask him to sharpen your discernment. Show you where you need to go. Start from the ground up, and that's all you know is all the Lord. Hope you guys was blessed and understand that we are here to encourage, uplift, and inspire you. If you want to sow to World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. If you want to connect with anybody that's been on here, text me and say, Apostle Shima, I would like to talk to that woman of God. You can reach me at 346-419-2529. Or you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or the Abba House on Facebook as well. If you want some blessed oil, please feel free. It is free. It's not no miracle soap, no miracle water, no miracle cloth. It is blessed oil. Your faith is what anoints it. I pray of it, and when the Lord released me to give it away, that's when I do. It's not for sale. God didn't tell me to sell it. So I don't care what nobody else is doing or how they're doing. God didn't tell us to sell it. You can text me and say, Apostle, I need something at all. I'm low. It is absolutely yours. If you're in the Houston area, Houston, Texas, we will meet with you. We will pray with you. And there's your all. If you're not, I can mail it to you. Remember, it's not about me. It's about kingdom building. Building the kingdom. Because the Lord is on his way back, people of God. If you don't see the chaos that's going on in the world, open your eyes as well as your spiritual eyes, because the demons are among us. Hear me and hear me well. They are. Stay prayed up. Stay on your face. Read your Bible for yourself. Study, study, study the word for yourself. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.
but the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
It's your winning season. You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time everything attached to me you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures.